with some breaking news.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
From the
National
Football League.
Domofsky's reporting actually made sense, unlike Corby's.
Well, did it, though?
No, it did.
I think he led with the Cowboys weren't planning on re-signing this guy. And that's exactly what happened. Hit the breaking news sounder.
This is some breaking news.
Adam Schefter reports that the Dallas Cowboys have reached an agreement on a four-year, $80 million deal that includes a $20 million signing bonus and $58 million guaranteed with defensive tackle and favorite free agent of Wilde and Tausch, thanks to Rob Domofsky and maybe Todd Archer. Osa Odigizuwa. Are the Packers going to get him? Nope, they're not.
In fairness, I'm kind of glad that they didn't. I'm sure he's a good player. I have not heard a ton about him, but he fits that mold, young player. Ascending.
Yep.
Position of need. So I understood where Rob was coming from, but would have really struggled with that name. I think I would have struggled.
Well, luckily we have Hunter. Resident. Sorry, I don't want to step on your jokes.
No, there's Hunter. Look at him.
I see Hunter in the background, and I see Ben in the foreground. I love the new reverse cam. What is Ben doing in there?
Meeting.
Looks like he's jotting down some notes. He's journaling.
Is he meeting with anyone in particular? Is there anyone else in the room?
Probably something managerial, if I had to guess.
Well, he is the boss, yeah. And the best part is he's clearly not listening to the show because we're talking about him. I love this new innovation, Jesse. I really do. And Hunter's got a great location at his desk there, so we can check in on him all the time. But Hunter gave us the correct pronunciation of Odigizuwa, but now we don't have to worry about it. We're donezo.
And it's kind of it's another player that I think, if you notice what Goody has been doing, this would have been, I'm not saying he would have had the same impact as X.
Right.
You know, Josh Jacobs is a little bit older because of the franchise tag, but
Za'Darius Smith-ish.
If Goody is going to dabble, he wants the dabbling to be at a certain age, and he's not afraid to spend. He'll go spend some cash now, but it's got to be in the parameters and the structure how he wants. This young man has got 4 years, $58 million in guarantee, but $20 million a year for a stud, a supposed stud defensive tackle, you'll take that all day. And you'll love that. If he becomes the player that Dallas hopes that he can be, that was one of those guys that made a lot of sense. And when Rob brought that up a couple weeks ago, I think we all were like, oh, I had not heard of him, but that makes sense. Position in need, young player, ascending. And unfortunately, that's one that no longer going to be available to the G&G for, you know, to try and improve that front four.
Are we predictable on this show?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why?
Rev, which I assume is short for Reverend, T. Laser in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments.
I got some questions for Rev T. Laser.
I've learned to just not tune into the show until after the first two segments of BS.
Aw, no.
Come on, Rev.
I say dang to that.
No way.
How do I spell it?
I'll tell you what. I am going to break down some O-line early in the show tomorrow just for Rev. Because I was going to save this, but since Rev... Save this for tomorrow's open, Jesse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, he won't be listening. It'll be
join us tomorrow. Teasing.
This one's for you, Rev.
We're teasing. This is kind of that squeaky wheel gets the grease type deal, though.
Yeah.
I don't love that, but we're going to do it. I think we're missing one spot that I think Green Bay is going to spend in the interior offensive line.
Oh, we're teasing for tomorrow.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You just gave it away.
That's not a tease. You gave away the position. You know how to take a reservation. You don't know how to hold the reservation.
I think there's going to be a little dabblage.
You know, Zeitler never got back to me, by the way.
No, that's shocking. Chirpy chirp. That's all I'm saying for tomorrow.
Chirp, chirpy chirp. Jamie in Orlando would appreciate it if you'd go back to the reverse cam briefly, because every time he apparently listens audio-ally, and so he jumps onto YouTube to see the cam, and then it's gone. So there is our fearless leader, Ben, working hard at the studio desk. I don't know anything coming across his desk, like Taushad papers coming across his desk yesterday. But there you go, Jamie. How was the cake, by the way? There was cake in the office today
delightful.
To celebrate Molly's triumphant return to the show.
Taush, you missed it. Cake today. Delicious cake. Very good cake.
Sounds wonderful.
Nothing like cake and coffee at 10 in the morning in the office on a Tuesday.
That's a pretty good little deal.
Mm-hmm. So, Rev, we look forward to you tuning in tomorrow for Taush to reveal what position you'll be surprised Packers might spend. I'm going with interior offensive line. That's my prediction. Going out on a creaky limb. All right, for those that are looking for more discussion about this team, I do want to clarify something, because we have a policy when it comes to mock drafts. Mel Kiper is our friend. We love Mel. He didn't love the criticism that you levied unfairly against him. He said, "Nyerp, that's not true." But he's our guy. And everyone and their brother is doing these mock drafts now. And my favorite is the new 7-round mock draft for your team. Everybody, here's the Packers. Here's my latest Packers 7-round draft, mock draft.
Sure.
I'm not. Maybe other people are more qualified than me. That feels to me like filling out an NCAA tournament bracket without watching any basketball all year, because you don't know
like
anything.
You do. That's what you
some,
do.
Yeah, I watch slightly more than you, but you. I only watch games that are on Peacock.
How many games have you been to?
Oh, now I have to attend games?
Well, no, you act like you're watching more Wisconsin hoops than me. Get out of here. You're not. It's just not. There you go. Coors Light there, just for the record.
This negativity's got to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know who is going to be available in the 6th round when the Packers are on the clock, and quite frankly, neither do you. So I don't want to do that. But I do find myself wondering, from a position perspective, given your tease for tomorrow, for now, how do you allocate, if he only ends up with 7 picks? He says he wants more. There was a report from Jordan Schultz at your local Starbucks that they might not be able to get anything for Jair, and they're going to cut him.
Well,
I don't know
what. Kind of what we've said all.
I understand, but I don't know if Goody's ready to give up the ghost on that just yet, because there's no roster bonus that is due to push the timeline for that.
Oh, that makes a difference,
right?
Okay.
So my question is, if he only has 7 picks and he's not able to add more, and I believe he's projected to add one late day 3 compensatory pick, even though they signed 2 guys. I'm curious, Taush, how do you allocate those 7 picks? Because we're sitting here going, they need help on their offensive line depth. They need help at corner. We think they need another wide receiver, even if they don't sign one, or even if they do, frankly. They need help on their defensive line and defensive end. You don't have a whole lot of picks to replenish your roster with. When you look at Goody's past drafts, he's got a ton of double-digit classes over the last several years. How's he going to address all this if he only adds like one more pick?
Free agency and development. There are young players. You know, I think that the Green Bay Packers have been kind of keeping their noses up and trying to smell what's going on in the market in certain spots, and I
so,
I
like
do
keeping their eyes peeled, keeping their noses up. Same
whatever.
Concept. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just if you clarify. Want to interrupt me, yes, it's the exact same concept.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
But yes. I feel like there's going to be some veteran help that the Green Bay Packers could utilize on the interior. If the Monks of the world, the Glovers, I'm not going to say Tenuta because he's not here anymore, and Jason decides that he wants to make sure I look like an idiot, which I appreciate, you're going to add a veteran. You're going to add someone there because what you don't want, especially if you only have 7 picks, you don't want to feel like you're chasing. You want to address, and then hope that you can just grab the best football players. That's not how it always works. I'm well aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if, let's just say, a tight end falls, a Ty Warren, Penn State tight end, who's a stud. If he falls to 23 and you have him ranked top 10, I want you to take him.
Sure.
Even though you have that position, if you if there's
Ben,
that much value.
Sure.
Huh?
They've got Chipotle Ben, they've got Tucker Kraft, and they've got Luke Musgrave there. Good point.
But if you, my point is, what I don't want to have happen is you're unable to get the guys you want, whether it's a wideout or a corner. You know, it's one of these veteran corners. Philly seems to be getting rid of everybody at their corner spot.
Mm-hmm.
I know how Goody has a type. And Goody doesn't want old players.
No, he does not.
He wants to keep. He wants it young. He wants that, and that's a wise way to build a football team. But there does come a point where, when you're in a playoff game, something happens. I want somebody that I know I can plug in and play. I don't want to have to hope that somebody that's not played hardly at all, that's a rookie, is going to get thrown out there and is going to block Jalen Carter. Because mm-hmm. we saw that movie. It's like that Academy Award. Nobody really cared. It didn't work. So here we go. That is just one of those spots. I feel like there's going to be enough veteran available players that you're going to be able to maybe check one of those boxes that you feel like you need and you feel like you have a need and you don't have to address immediately.
Yeah, I have a hard time with the idea that Goody will go into this draft with only 7 or 8 picks. I don't know how he's going to conjure those up. I would assume on draft day you'll see him move back, maybe even move back in the first round, which would be a great idea because then it builds the excitement for the 23rd pick, and then he trades back, and then he can build the excitement outside Lambeau Field again when he picks like 29th. But I believe him. You know, we joke about subterfuge and misdirection. I believe him when he says he wants more picks. He is the opposite of F them picks. He is accumulate them picks. So
them picks. Yerp them
picks. Is that the proper usage there? Since you're the yerp and nyerp expert?
Well, he's emphatically saying yes, which is what yerp is. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I mentioned the mock drafts for this reason. Mel Kiper's most recent mock draft, I believe, Jesse, was pre-combine.
It's
about 7 days old,
yes,
so he's probably got a new one coming out any minute.
Mm-hmm. Released last week, yeah.
So I want to get to who he has going at number 23 to the Packers and see what old T thinks of what his old buddy Mel is currently projecting for the G&G. We'll tell you who it is, especially if you don't have an ESPN Plus subscription, because you don't know. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
In case Tausch got your hopes up for Tyler Warren, he's projected in Mel Kiper's current mock draft to go 9th to New Orleans. So he'd have to fall precipitously, but he is a good player.
Or Goody would have to move
and in
up.
In fairness, I don't want Ty Warren to fall.
No,
I hope
I
he gets picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you saw
him. Would you trade Musgrave for a fourth right now if you get a fourth for him?
No. I'm not giving up on Luke Musgrave. I mean, we saw
Tucker Kraft's the guy.
He is.
You gotta sign both guys.
Right, but he's you still have control, as they say in baseball, for two more years on Musgrave.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
okay.
You're gonna extend Tucker, but you know, and I don't know what Luke Musgrave is gonna do next, but I still am tantalized by his potential, and we saw glimpses of it as a rookie. Obviously, last year was a lost year for him, but I'm not
he
ready
needs,
to give
he
up.
He needs
on
a
him.
Big year. He needs a big year.
I tend to agree. This is great because I don't know how to pronounce this player's name.
Osa. So,
no. He's done so. With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Mel Kiper mock draft, the Green Bay Packers select Azaria Thomas, cornerback, Florida State. He is 6'2", 198 pounds, and Goody, among the other things he talked about at the combine, was that he likes big, long corners. Which Jair, he drafted Jair, and Jair is not that, right? He's fast. Eric Stokes was fast. You know, I've had a few people ask me, do you think there's any chance they bring back Stokes on a one-year deal? Yeah, sure, there's a chance. I mean, I look at that as he's a former first-round pick.
Who asked you that?
A couple of people. A couple fans.
Like who?
Colleagues. Oh, okay. Other radio programs.
Sure.
The Damn Sports Show with Walter Lukaczynski and Corey Sparks. But I think if they do that, it means that they didn't find other options, if that's fair. But this guy, he's got those measurables. We know Goody likes his measurables. I've got to check his RAS score. I know it'll be significantly higher than Alex Stroph's. But that... If you're drafting for need, that never gets old. If you're drafting for need, which need is a factor, don't let anybody fool you. It's just how the board worked out. No, sometimes you draft guys that the tiebreaker is need. If this ends up being the pick, and obviously we're still 2 months away from, or a month and a half away from the draft. If this ends up being the pick, this makes perfect sense. Mel's reasoning is perfect. They need help at corner. I don't know how excited people get about this pick, though.
Well, they get excited if he's good. All the other stuff is kind of moot. So the fact that it's a spot that I think we all agree is a need, and you're talking about a guy with the intangible or the tangible numbers to qualify for that, how many guys do people even know? If they're not a Wisconsin or, a big skill position guy, how many people – is it sexy to grab a offensive lineman in the first round? No.
Wasn't sexy last year.
If they're good and it works, you're happy. Well, that story is very much unwritten with Jordan
Natasha,
Morgan.
Indeed.
Edgerrin Cooper, I think everybody thought great value, and by all accounts, I think it's going to be a great value. So that's why I'm not as mocky – on the mock draft, as I think most people are. It gives you an idea of where people are falling. And I think...
Who's good?
There's so many now. You know, the Cooper DeJean was kind of the guy last year. And it turns out, he had a good second half of the season for Philly. And now he's going to be thrust into even a bigger role with some of these other guys that are gone. All you're looking for is good football players. Hopefully they fit into that puzzle when you're putting your roster together. But what I like about what the Gutenator has done is there in the past we've been so anti-free agent that you kind of hamstring yourself a little bit with the draft and develop part of your team. What you want to have is you want to have some type of cover so that you aren't in that position to force your hand on a certain position, and then that player isn't exactly what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works out beautifully and you get everything. Typically, you don't get everything in life. You have to make some, there's a little bit of movement, and that's where when you can go, even if it's not the exact guy you want in free agency, if it's a good, solid player that you can count on, it gives you more room to do the right thing more often in the draft. And when you do the right thing more often in the draft, you end up with more good football players. Because I'm certain last year they could have easily looked at the safety position and said, man, we just spent big on Xavier McKinney. We got other guys.
Right.
Smith Jr. We got all these guys that we think can play. Let's not grab Evan Williams. But the value was there. And next thing you know, you have another guy that you feel awesome about, even though you didn't feel pressure to do it. That's the type of situation that you're looking for.
So from what I could tell from Packers Twitter, the guy that is this year's Cooper DeJean, at least early on, is Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, defensive end. He had like this insane RAS score. We know Goody, even though he says he doesn't really pay attention to that, I think we feel like he does. And he was like a 9.96 or something crazy, almost a 10. And I'm always
10. A 10.
Yep. Yep.
Is that a reference?
I don't know what that is. What is that?
You guys haven't watched. You haven't watched Varsity Blues.
No.
No, I don't remember that.
Wow.
The problem.
I'm not sure what you guys do. I know what Jesse does. I don't fully understand.
I don't. Why has he always got to turn it
on? Football guys. You guys are football guys. It's one of the great football movies. It's 30 years old. What are we doing?
Timely. Can I watch it in a double feature with Dallas?
You know what? I'll watch it tonight.
No, you won't.
All right.
Time permitting.
Anyway, if I may, Shamar Stewart, who is projected as the 16th overall pick to Indianapolis by Mel, he has these crazy numbers for his athleticism. Each of the three seasons he spent at Texas A&M, each year he had 1.5 sacks. My question for you is, how perilous is it to draft a guy who's a crazy athlete who managed 4.5 sacks in 3 years, and didn't they kind of do that with their first-round pick 2 years ago in Lucas Van Ness? Oh, big, strong, athletic, not a lot of production, not a lot of production in the NFL either.
Rashawn Gary, some would say. Rashawn Gary had all the tangibles and didn't have as much production that would go with it.
He seems like the guy Packers fans are intrigued by because he does fit the Goody suit.
Always trust
Bring your own awareness.
No, trust the film. Let the combine numbers validate the athleticism that you're looking for, your benchmarks, but trust the film. TTF. Can I be more clear? Can I?
Yep, you can't. You're very clear. It's also clear that the best customer service in the industry goes to Associated Bank. They've got all the awards to prove it, but more importantly, they make sure that they put you first. You've got this. That's what they like to say, with their help at Associated Bank. And whether that's with early pay that gives you access to your direct deposit money 2 days early, that comes in handy, or credit monitor to make sure that your credit score is where you want to be and you're not dealing with fraud or other issues, or maybe it's needing cash and you need to go to the ATM, 30,000 plus ATMs that do not have a fee. All that and Packers checking and Badgers checking and Brewers checking, all available to you as a customer. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We have a trade in the National Football League.
It is not our friend Corbin Smith reporting it. It is Adam Schefter. It does not involve the Packers, but it does involve two NFC teams, including one in the division. The Rams are sending veteran offensive lineman Jonah Jackson to the Bears for a sixth-round pick. Ryan Poles really does not care. He's kind of an F them picks guy, isn't he? He trades a lot of picks for players. Seems to enjoy that.
Unless they think they can win right now.
They definitely need help on their offensive line, that's for sure. So we'll see if Jonah.
Well,
is
I'll
the
say
answer.
This. Packer fans should be happy about that.
Because?
See if you can deductively reason why.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be homework assigned.
Okay, so the Bears are trading a sixth round pick, which means they're getting an offensive lineman, a veteran offensive lineman, because the Bears are trying to protect Caleb Williams, but Caleb Williams won't develop with young offensive linemen that they might draft instead?
No.
Really? I just thought someone said that we're predictable. You guys can't, sometimes it's frustrating. And I have to
You on the other hand are a total peach.
The Rams are
thank you.
The Rams are selling, and so the Rams aren't players to win the NFC.
Who is the coach of the Chicago Bears? Ben
Matt
Johnson.
Eberflus.
Where did he come from? Detroit. Who is a free agent that he just had that is a veteran offensive lineman that was linked to the Chicago Bears that is from Wisconsin that would fit very nicely into G&G that is now probably not going to go to Chicago?
Wait, who?
I'm exasperated.
Oh.
Now you know how Sarah feels. I'm curious, was Kevin Zeitler linked to the Bears? Because I didn't see that. That's a key piece of this discussion.
Put your thinking hats on. A guy just had him for a year. He's a great great veteran. You don't think that he would love to have brought him down? He's a free agent. Ben had him up in Detroit. He did a great job. And now they trade for a veteran interior offensive lineman that probably takes him off the table and puts him in play for the G&G. That was that hard for y'all to
Are
together?
You the only one linking
Come
him
on,
to the Bears? You didn't give us anyone else that linked him there.
I've said 100 times that's the one that I'd be worried about. Now, Zeitler could stay with Detroit. I don't know what, he should go chase every last dollar he gets. He's at that point in his career.
Yeah.
But as I was teasing tomorrow's show, I think the G&G are going to be players for an interior veteran offensive lineman. I think that's one of the spots they feel value. They saw how bad things looked when things didn't go right. They're going to let Myers go. They need to solidify. Zeitler would have been a prime candidate to go to Chicago, but then they trade a pick to bring in a veteran, and you guys are acting like I'm speaking gibberish here.
Again, for those of you that are not familiar with Kevin Zeitler, he is a free agent. He is also turning 35 years old in 4 days.
Ooh.
Which
happy birthday.
I don't
almost
have
going
a problem
on 36.
With that, but I know
is
some
he a March
general...
8th guy? March. He and I's a March guy?
That's not the Ides.
He was
is
born...
That right?
March 8th, 1990, which makes him even older than Varsity Blues, the classic football film, which was released in 1999.
What are you guys? You guys obviously don't know anything about Varsity Blues. We've seen that movie play before.
Time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning.
What a peach. What a peach you are.
Mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Jonah Jackson.
You guys understand...
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
You guys understand where I'm coming from right now? Do you guys get it?
I get it.
I don't want to be condescending or whatnot.
I get it. Yeah.
I do enjoy condescension. I would also like to point out that Jonah Jackson is 7 years younger than Kevin Zeitler, and maybe the Bears want a guy that could be their guy for a while because they're picking up his $17.5 million salary.
Woof.
So they clearly would like someone a little bit younger than our guy, Zeitz.
I believe. Here's what they do, though. They picked up that Nate dude from Tennessee.
Nate Davis.
Dude. Made him a bunch.
Last name, Nate Roberson.
It's Davis.
First name, Nate.
And it was a complete bust. Correct me if I'm wrong. Old boy was in Detroit, and I believe the Rams paid him to come out there, gave him a good contract, and he has not lived up to the billing. That's why the Rams. You think the Rams are in the business of getting rid of good interior offensive linemen with a 37?
No,
so
totally
maybe,
agree. Maybe
old boy down here in Chicago doesn't know how to evaluate talent.
I've lost track of who's
maybe. Maybe he can't figure out how to get good offensive linemen.
Is Poles or Ben Johnson or the player himself?
Poles.
Poles. Okay.
The whole thing is fascinating. And, yes, maybe Jonah Jackson will have a great time down in Chicago. Maybe. All I'm saying is Packer fans should be happy with that trade. A, that dude did not perform at a high level in St. Louis / L.A., East Illinois, whatever you want to call it. And now I do believe if the Packers want to take a low-risk flyer on a veteran player that you know is still a really good player, he's had a little injuries, no doubt, that opportunity seems to be better today than it was yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's I love the idea. I have a hard time picturing Goody being on board with a guy who's turning 35 on
1 year. $5-6 million a year deal. You have a hard time with that?
How many times has he done that? He did it with Ricky Wagner.
How many times you get embarrassed? Hey, how many times you get embarrassed? Like
hey,
we saw in that
look,
second half.
I hope you're right. Philly. I hope you're right because I think it's smart. You and I still hold veteran players in high regard, but that's not how everybody views it.
I am a go young. Like, I think it is the right Goody's plan on this stuff. There are exceptions to every rule. Kevin Zeitler is going to be a borderline. I don't know if I'm going to say he's going to be a borderline Hall of Famer. I don't know enough. I know this. His career from a University of Wisconsin O-lineman standpoint, he is one of the best. His career in the NFL is one of the best, especially interior offensive linemen. Kudos to Kevin, and he's kept himself rolling. He is a hard-nosed cat. And I would love for Green Bay to bring him in to finish his career up here, chasing a championship. And whether it's to be a starter or to be one of the guys so we don't see what we saw in Philadelphia, I'm going to promise you this. That ain't happening if Kevin Zeitler's in there. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, I do, and I don't want to downgrade Kevin Zeitler because we love him. Wisconsin Lutheran product, University of Wisconsin product. He's been to one Pro Bowl. So I don't know if he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Same as Rashawn Gary.
But he's a very good player. There's no doubt.
Ask Baltimore how he did. And ask Detroit when he's healthy.
Maybe they beat
Washington if he's
and
there's all
Cleveland,
kinds of stuff, right?
And the Giants. He's been a very good player. I just wanted to pull back a little bit from the borderline.
Yeah,
trip
I pulled back. I didn't say he's a Hall of Famer. I almost said borderline. I pulled back.
Look, I just
but the dude's a good
sure
football player.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Time now for another Whoa Nelly topic.
Whoa Nelly!
JJ and Poinette on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. I figured Tausch was making a Varsity Blues reference, but it wasn't. It was poorly done, so I wasn't sure.
Just wait a second. That was poorly done. A tan. A blanket tan. That was not poorly done, JJ. I'm sorry. I typically like to agree with JJ, but I can't in this case.
Whoa, Nelly.
T. Higgins had the franchise tag placed on him for the second offseason in a row in Cincinnati. What does it mean, Tausch?
It means he's going to be traded for a second or third round pick to, let's say, New England or someone else, and then Cincinnati will use that pick to get a younger wide receiver. They can't pay Ja'Marr Chase 40-some million and an old boy upper 20s and think that that's going to be something feasible with the defense as bad as what they had last year. He will be traded. That's what that means.
Nailed it. Yeah. They're not paying both those
Nelly!
Easy enough. Wanted to make
Is
sure.
Is there a chance? And I saw this, and I'd love to cite whoever said it on X yesterday, but
Corbin.
I forget. And I apologize to whomever put that out. Is there a chance that Green Bay swings for the fences, calls Cincinnati and says, we want Ja'Marr Chase? How fun would that be?
I don't think they're trading. I know what you're going to say next. Doncic! Doncic!
Predictable.
Doncic.
Who says no? Ja'Marr Chase. This year's first, Romeo Doubs, and a second next year. But you got to pay Ja'Marr Chase 40.
The Bengals. The Bengals say no.
Probably.
Whoa, Nelly.
What if you throw LVN in there?
Nelly!
What if you throw LVN in there, too?
So what kind of a trade are you putting together here?
It's a ludicrous one. But it's not that much more ludicrous than thinking we're giving up the 23rd pick for Metcalf.
You're just throwing names into the trade. Why don't you include Jair, too?
Because Jair's
Throw him
cut.
In.
Nah.
Okay.
He'd be good in Cincy.
I would
Louisville,
love to see the Tausch trade machine. I think we need to
you don't
put that
know
on
what
the
goes
to-do
on
list.
Here. You don't want to know what goes on up here. But all I'm saying is Ja'Marr Chase ain't going anywhere. I agree with you guys. But Doncic... Nobody thought he was going. Now the Lakers are probably going to win a championship because they did it. Let's just ask. Would you be all right paying him $40 million and bringing him in as the number one wideout? I would.
Yeah, and guess who else would be willing to pay him as the number one wideout?
Barry Bonds.
Cincinnati.
Oh, they
all right, Jesse, one more.
Yet.
Whoa, Nelly!
Hey, haven't figured it out yet.
Former NFL head coach Jimmy Johnson announced his retirement from the Fox NFL Sunday pregame show.
Didn't they say after they did that like 5-minute AI-generated retrospective that he was not retiring? Isn't that what they said right after the Super Bowl? No, we just did this. He's not retiring, and now he's retiring.
Maybe he got retired.
I was driving home after the Super Bowl. I don't know what happened afterward. I do know that he announced his retirement yesterday.
He did.
Which opens up a spot, Tausch, for Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers to go into the studio.
Yeah, Terry needs to be next. And Tom needs to go into the studio. And Olsen needs to come back and do his thing.
Give him one of these. Wait, over here. Come on.
Yep.
Come on home, Greg.
And then you want
come on home to the number one booth.
Do you want Menifee, Brady, Gronk, and Aaron Rodgers in the studio as your pregame show on Sundays?
I think Strahan's still good. I think you keep Mike.
Howie?
I think Howie and Terry, it's time. Like, they had a great run. These jobs aren't meant to be 30-year jobs. Like, they're not. Like, let's get to the new era. It's new. Terry should have been done a couple years ago, if we're just being honest. That's what should have happened.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's time to move along. Let's get some young blood in there. Yep.
I don't think Howie needs to go, but I would like to see new blood from a retired quarterback. Do we think Fox would put Aaron Rodgers on their pregame show?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would.
Well, he'll be busy playing quarterback for the Giants, but eventually.
Yeah, but I believe he said that that's not the road he's going down.
Yeah, I do remember the year after you guys won the Super Bowl and then didn't get back, he was on, I think, NBC's broadcast, and he was really good. Like, he was, it came very naturally to him, but I don't think that's where he's headed either. All right, that's it for Wonelli. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
From the preps.
Oh, Will Garlock, the two-handed jam.
To the pros.
Dane takes it into the paint. Lots of time. Yes! Slams it home!
The biggest games play on 100.5 ESPN.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you.
These teases work anymore, because I have a question. Do I tease it for tomorrow? Maybe I trial balloon it like Mark Murphy does for the commissioner, and then if Tausch is interested in my question, instead of doing it at the start of a show and then finding out, yep, I'm not interested, maybe I should do it now in the final minutes. We are rearranging our basement, and we've got Papa Shot, Ski Ball from Steinhoffels, Foosball, air hockey. If you have to choose a rec room game, what is your... Oh, and ping pong. We're putting the ping pong table.
Bubble hockey. Bubble hockey. You have that?
Okay, so, again, are you answering it now so you don't have to answer tomorrow, or did you think it was a worthwhile topic
just,
for tomorrow?
Add that in, because bubble hockey to me is the best of that.
So I looked into bubble hockey. There are some very expensive tables. I'm looking for one that's
How
a little
How many
more
people
my
just
price
have
range.
Bubble hockey at their house? Like, all these other ones are kind of...
How many people have seven games like Wildy does?
Not many.
And a gymnastics meet.
Yeah, the gymnastics arena is being shrunk because the girls' skills have moved up to a level that we can't really do a lot of it in the basement anymore. So, we're renovating the space.
They're
15 and soon like to be 14. They're not three and
very
four
humble
anymore.
Braggish. Very humble brag.
Yes, and I also pat myself on the back a lot.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Ping pong is my choice.
God, I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Oh yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. Very excited. After hearing dozens of Tausch impressions, that Billy Bob impression is comparatively Oscar-worthy. Is the kid in Varsity Blues that says this?
He's the big, heavy-set fella that's the old lineman. Had some concussion issues. Some stuff.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Typecast. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow, live from the Pella Experience Center. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care.
Good
Be
job
good.
Today, Bud Kilmer.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.